Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's over, over. Nothing left to do, you know that it's over, over. I need space, let me decide where to go from here before I lose my mind. We both know it's for the best, so then I'm counting on the sun that's gonna shine. Till then the darkest clouds stay over me, and I'm torn apart that you're so over me. I'm so over you, not even I've left before, and do the same. This time it feels as if the end is here again. I know the truth, so let me cry. Take half the blame for what's become of you and I. So here's my heart so broken because of you, and I don't know why I'm so in love with you, and it's tearing me apart that I would never know at all if I'd have never made this call. She began to tell me all the things you don't.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap. I'm here with Zima Jade.
That is my co-host Taylor Dane. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? That was my jam. I was in here grooving just now.
Right. I was trying, like, I could just let it play out because I was like, you know, that's my song. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, Marsha can never go wrong.
She can't.
She can never go wrong in my book.
Mm-mm.
You know, I even like some of her bubblegum pop type stuff, especially that I hope she cheats on you like a basketball player. That was my jam.
Girl.
That was it. But that song tonight, it's just a precursor to our topic tonight. And tonight, Thomas is not joining us. We're just going to have some girls time. Because give Thomas the night off.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We just need to have some. Just some estrogen-driven moment. So,
yeah.
So, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about breakup and the right and the wrong ways to break up. And then we have a couple of other topics we're going to jump into. So, let's start off with our lovely disclosure. Please believe that we do cuss. We're ladies. We're still ladies. But we cuss. We say bad words. We're funny as shit. So therefore, if anything offends you, it's okay. Just move it to the side. Just get your feelings out the bunch. Yeah, it is what it is. So, welcome, everyone, to our show. Okay, so first topic up. We started talking about this last week at the end of our show about what is the wrong and right way to break up with someone. Yeah, I've done some messed up ways. I know they weren't right, but they were right for me. Let's start with you first, Taylor, and then I'm gonna get into some of mine. What do you feel is a right way to break up with someone, and what's a wrong way to break up with someone?
Okay,
definitely the right way to break up with somebody is to just be honest with them.
Honesty is always the best policy. Just be like, you know, I'm just not happy, yada, 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 whatever the case may be. It's always, that's, honesty is always the best policy. The wrong way is to break up with someone. I've done it a couple of times to some people. There was this one particular guy, I just never said anything to him. Like, I'm so all about changing my number.
Yep.
In a heartbeat. Boop, boop, boop. The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm one of those, real quick. Yeah. I did that a couple of times, and there was this one particular guy I was kind of seeing, and he did something that rubbed me the wrong way, and I just never spoke to him again. And finally, like, I ran into him, and he's like, you know, I've been calling you, I've been emailing you, like, it's like, I just, no answer. I just,
wow.
I don't know, like, yeah.
Wow. Okay. That
wasn't the right way to do it.
No. I agree with the honesty of the right way. I am a face-to-face breaker-upper. I haven't always been that way. But now I am a face-to-face breaker-upper because I need to see your facial expressions. I need you to understand the things that I'm going through and what I'm saying to you, because sometimes the text message may be misconstrued. I need you to see my face and my facial expressions. I just need it.
I absolutely agree.
I
need you to know I'm mad.
It's not even that I'm going to be mad. I just need you to understand that I'm done. I'm not even mad. And it's so funny. I've never really... For a minute, let's talk about breakups while you're mad. Okay, so I found out when I was in my former life, that when I broke up with somebody when I was mad, they didn't take me serious, and I was serious, like, I'm done with you. And they would call the next day, like, "Hey, what you up to? What? We broke up. What are you talking about?" I was thinking why they didn't understand that I was done, but they didn't. Another thing was, I used to be an arguer. I did. I used to argue. Now I am more of a, okay, whatever. That's how you feel? Okay. I listened. I took it in. Are you ready to listen to me? Like, that's how I am now. Before, I was an arguer. You can ask my best friend, Renata, you know her, you love her, ask her. Honey, one day me and my ex got into an argument so bad that my neighbors came upstairs and was like, "Are you okay?" Because we were arguing on the phone. Like, it was just that I used to be an arguer. I used to be like, "F your life, fuck you, you ain't shit" type person. Like, I really used to be that. And so my breakups weren't always good ones. They weren't good ones. I was rude. I was terrible. I've never broken up with anyone through text message. I think that's stupid. I've never done that. Never. I didn't put his stuff out. I moved out. And
oh,
I wasn't
see,
one of
honey.
People, like, I moved out because that space was no longer my sanctuary. So I moved out. I had to hold. Now, I only cried one time. Out of all my breakups, only cried once. Ain't that something? And I'm a crier. Don't get me wrong, I cry. But only one of my breakups,
made me cry. Because that was hurt. And it hurt me that I had to break up with him. Because he wasn't shit. I'm fine. I'm glad that he got it together and he's some shit now. But it was hard. That breakup was hard. And it wasn't like publicly, it wasn't one of them ones where it was a public breakup.
Those are the tough ones.
It could have been that we broke up while I was drunk, and then the next day I had to figure out what the hell really just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one of those. And my friends couldn't tell heads or tails of it. They didn't know if I was coming or going because my movement was so silent that they didn't know what was going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the worst breakup ever. That was the worst.
Yeah, I had one of those. Those are hurtful, especially the silent ones. They're terrible. Because mine was so quick and so silent that everybody was like, "Wait, what?"
Mhm.
And they'd be like, "Oh, I didn't tell you." No, ma'am, you did not. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah.
Like, even to this day, like, sometimes I run into people and they'll be like, "How's so-and-so?" Like, you know we not together, right? Like, you know that, right? And they're like, "For real?" Yeah. Yeah, like, that was, yeah. And I hate nosy people. Like, if I tell you we ain't together, like, that's your cue to stop talking about it. Well, what happened? What happened was we broke up. Well, why? Because, it's not your business.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I am the queen. I will put your shit in a box, a bag, outside on the curb, real quick.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, I will in a heartbeat. And I was an arguer. I still am an arguer to a certain degree, but I don't argue with everybody. If this is one particular person, that thing led me the wrong way. That thing takes me so far out my character.
I had to learn how not to allow that person to take me out my character.
I'm still learning.
It's a learned thing.
Well, teach me. Write a book. Show me. Because
it's definitely a learned thing. Because, and see, I had to learn how to say, and this is so funny, I learned this from my sister. My sister is younger than me. When she had to deal with certain situations and she just was like, "I'm over it. I'm done." When you hit somebody with they're trying to argue with you and you're like, "Why the hell?" In your head, you're saying, "Why the hell are we arguing? Like, this is so stupid." And you just let them look stupid by themselves, and you're like, "Well, that's fine," and just leave it at that. And they're still mad, but you're like, "I don't like really. I don't give a fuck what you're saying, so that's fine." And it irritates the shit out of them, but it makes you feel fine.
Wait a minute. I did do that. Yeah. What was it? Last week I did that, Saturday. I just walked, like, just walked away and left it at that.
Yeah, made you feel good, didn't it?
I did. I was like, "I'm not about to argue with you. I'm going to go and do what I'm supposed to do today. I'm going to hang out with the babies, and you feel how you feel." And later on that day, this person was much better. And that was that. I'm about to argue with you.
I'm not gonna do it with you. That's how you have to look at it. Like, "I'm not gonna do this."
Yeah, I'm not gonna do this with you.
I get it wholeheartedly, honey. Me and that person used to go at each other's neck so hard that it would be ridiculous. And see, that's why my friends were like, when I got silent about that person, they was like, "Okay, something's wrong. They're not arguing, they're not talking. What's going on?" And the fact that one of my friends was there to experience the breakup, that's why she was so concerned. Because she was like, no, this ain't my friend. My friend talks all the time. My friend talks things out. Why is she quiet?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sign of, please let my crazy be by herself.
Absolutely, 100. When I get quiet, that's it. Just let me be. Don't start asking me a whole bunch of questions. And don't keep poking that quiet bear. Don't do it. Just let me be.
Yeah, just let it be. Just let it be. And once I got over it, I was fine. But I was good. I was good for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was good for about 2 years so until they resurfaced. And then I had already forgotten and forgiven and all that stuff. So, and we talked it out as adults. Because we broke up in our younger years. We were still immature.
Mm-hmm.
And I had grown. I had been by myself for a while. I was like, okay. You know, so we had grown a little bit. So that's how I can say to people, you know, you can be friends with an ex if you're an adult about it. You know, you can,
mm-hmm.
you can be friends. You don't necessarily have to be like, fuck that nigga. He ain't shit. Da, 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 da. You ain't got to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. I can say that we are better friends. We are better people. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question about this whole breakup thing. Why is it? Okay. Y'all been broke up, right? You broke up. Okay. He is over here. You are over there. His life is cool. Your life is cool. Y'all speak to each other occasionally. No bad blood. Why all of a sudden you just seem a slight tad bit happier than he is? Now all of a sudden he loves you. Why? Why you love me now?
You didn't love me before.
And then,
right.
And then just the line right here. I just did some thinking, and I realized I need you not to realize anything. I need you to leave me alone. I don't need you to think. I don't need you to realize. I don't need you to contemplate. I am over here in my bubble. I am happy. I'm minding my business. Why now, today, at this point in my life, you decide to come strolling on back talking about some, I miss you, I want you. I don't miss you.
Okay.
So,
to answer your question, it's like, how can I explain it?
Please, somebody, tell me.
Because I've been there, done that, wrote a song about it, wrote a poem about it, wrote a couple of blogs about it. I've lived it, okay? So, I think it's that they see that you are happy. And I think this is God's way of testing you to see if you're really over it. Because is it that you can be, or either the devil is testing you to say, will you go back? Will you go back and fall back into the same thing that you fell into before? And it took me a while, okay? It took me a while because this happened to me. A lot of y'all not. Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at right now.
Hello.
That one, that kryptonite to my superwoman.
Always just came flying on back for no reason. Ain't nobody sent for you. Why you
here? And now you're ready. You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But you're ready when I'm not ready. But when I'm ready, you're not ready. Like, we're never going to be on the same page. So why let's not be ready for each other.
No.
So it's always a test. It's a test of your faithfulness and your loyalty. And So therefore, we shall not fall into the trap. We shall not. I'm doing good. I like to say that. I'm doing very well. I'm doing just fine. In the words of the Boys to Men, doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a test. And some of us fail it and some of us pass it. And it's not like a test that's like after you pass it, it goes away. It keeps testing you over and over and over again. Because it's just not going to go away until you say, hey, it's time for you to kind of go away in this situation. So it's definitely a test. It's funny. It's a test of the will, of everything. And I'm glad you brought it up because you know my life. Like, you know my real life. Like, I was struggling with this a couple of weeks ago. And I only told you. I didn't tell anybody else. I was like, I was straight up and down.
First of all, let's be clear. You didn't even tell me. Only reason why I brought that up is because it was somebody had brought it to somebody had put tried to put me in that position. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, sir.
I'm not gonna do that.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Absolutely not. I don't care if you found me on. You found both my pages on Facebook. Well, good for you. You have been blocked, sir.
Yeah, yes. That, to me, is just, I don't know. It's like, are you secretly watching me be happy and now you realize, like, wait, did I really miss out on something that's super awesome? Did you really have that revelation in your head? Like, what happened?
I don't even think it's a matter of they want to be with you. I think it's a matter of I'm mad, I feel some type of way because you don't feel some type of way. Like you over here smelling the roses and enjoying life and shit, and I feel some type of way. No, I want you to feel some type of way too. That's what I think it is.
Girl, listen. Let's see what we're going to get here. I haven't had any answers to a lot of other stuff yet, but we'll see what the Facebook says. In a little bit, we're going to post that. Yeah, it's just, I don't know why. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. It's like, and it's always that moment when you're happy. It's not when you're unhappy and you in a real fucked up situation.
They don't want to be with you then. But you walking around, you know, you posting pictures about life. You going to go do stuff. You seeing stuff. You're out here and you doing all this fun stuff. It's like, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, you look like you might be happy. Let me just toss just a little bit of salt. Just a little bit. Now, you mix that up and work with that. I'm going to be over here, though, to let you figure that out.
Yeah.
Because now you gotta decipher the shit. Now, what are you really trying to say? Like, what do you really mean? Like, what? Because it's never a full on, just like, you know what? I made a mistake. I was wrong. I want to be with you. It's never that simple. It's always just some vague shit that they say to you, and they'd be like, wait, what? So now you got to sit and try to figure out what the fuck they really mean. No, I'm not doing all this with you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And it's so funny. We're never going to understand men fully. Mm-hmm. And men are never going to understand us fully because they go through it too. They always have that one female that don't know how to keep her ass where she's supposed to be. So it's the same on both ends. It's not just women who go through it. Men go through it too because I've sat and I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely one of those questions. Is like, will we ever have a right answer for that? We can have an opinion about it, but will there ever be a straightforward, right answer? We ask the question, it comes up in Google and says, this is the answer. It will never be. I promise you, it will never be. If it is, when it is, the person that come up with it, I'm a dance that they win.
Okay.
I'm a
two-step.
and I'm going to do the wobble, and I'm
going to
go dance all over the place just for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just
and usually I'm always trying to scheme on the second piece of cake. You know what? I'm only going to take my one piece of cake and be satisfied.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, that one is a, going to have to see where that goes and see if anybody answers that on the Facebook page. We'll have posted it. So, let's move on into this here second topic, because I've seen this debate happen on Facebook. I've seen it happen. I just haven't participated in it because I'm pretty much team mind your fucking business.
Absolutely.
So the debate is, when you are at a function with your boyfriend or whatever, and I'm just going to simply say boyfriend, because if I'm somewhere with my husband and you do this shit, bitch, I'm going to pop you in your mouth. But let's just say boyfriend. You're at a function. You are eating or whatnot. Do you get up and fix his plate for him at this function? Now, being that I am a very Southern woman, very Southern, that is not something that you have to ask. It's just something that we do. We've always done it. I've watched my grandmother do it for my grandfathers. I've watched my mother do it for my father. I've watched my sister-in-law do it for my brother. I do that for my people. Like, if I'm out with my man, because right now I just don't have one. But if I have one,
we're going to get to that. That's another topic.
That's what I would do. That's just something that I was raised to do. Some women don't do it. It's not for me to say, are you going to fix his plate? That's not for me to say. What they got going on in their situation is what they have going on in their situation. That's where the team, mind your own fucking business, comes in. That's what you do. But some women have a problem with it. So, you know my answer. I do it. I don't have a problem, you know, fixing his plate. Just like if I'm somewhere and I can't, you know, get to my plate right away, he can't do it for me. I think it falls in line with just common courtesy. But, that's my thought. But what is your thought about that?
My thought is this. I'm just going to make the plea. The first thing I do is, if I'm at a function and there's food, that's the first thing I do. I ask anybody, you know, are you hungry? And she says, yes. Okay, I make the plate. I give it to him. If she says no, I say, are you sure? Say, yeah, I'm not hungry right now. You sure? I'm sure. Okay. That's just it. And if I'm home, when I make dinner, it depends on what I make. If it's something that I have to feed the babies, then I make everybody's plate at one time. I let the baby's plate cool off. I'll take him his plate, and then I'll go feed the babies. So
yeah.
I always make it sleep. Unless, like, I'm really, like, I'm, you know, like, I'm really tied up with the kids. Like, if I'm making it, he says he's not hungry, and then he'll just get up and make it himself. Or if he ate earlier and then, you know, he's going back for seconds, he'll make his own plate. But
I think it's more like the first plate I can make for you. If you're going back for seconds, then your greedy ass is going to get your own plate.
Exactly. Yeah, like, mind your business. And not for nothing, but he ain't the type to just, first of all, he's not going to eat everything from everywhere. Like, I joke about him being greedy, but he's not going to eat everything from everywhere, especially if you're a stranger. He's definitely going to take the plate and put it on the table, and that's just going to be the end of it. That plate going to sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there.
It's not going to eat it.
Yeah. I definitely, yeah. I wouldn't want anybody else to make this plate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because, like, especially if it's a, I wouldn't want anybody else to make my plate but him. If I'm doing something and I can't do anything. Because, one, he knows what I can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He knows my food allergy. He knows what I can eat. So, therefore, he can make my plate. My daughter could make my plate if she chose to do it. But she's not going to do that because she's a greedy and she's already making her own plate. When she learned how to make her own plate, I no longer had to ask, do you want me to make your plate?
Mm-hmm.
So, she does it on her own at this point. So, it's just that. And you have to know that person. Like, if I'm at a cookout, I can make his plate. It's not a problem. Now, like I said, if he's going back for seconds, he don't have to do that on his own because the first plate was my courtesy. I'm not doing that second one because you're greedy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So go back and get your seconds on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the only seconds I'd probably make is, like, if my child was small and he or she wanted seconds. But my kid is not small, and she goes back for her seconds on her own. Matter of fact, she eats people out of house and home. Like, she's a grown 13-year-old. So, yeah. It's just, I don't understand why some of these people had such a debate about it. If you know that you're going to dysfunction, fix your man's plate. Just fix it for him. It's not, and even if it's not your situation that you do that, if y'all don't do that at home and y'all don't do it anywhere else, then that's fine. It's nobody else's opinion that matters. I don't understand why people have to be so nosy. We know that we're nosy. People are nosy. They're nosy as shit. For me, I don't really have to say, mind your own damn business. I can look at you and say, mind your own damn business.
There you go.
Because if you don't mind your business, I'm going to mind it for you. So, just mind it. Mind your business. If this ain't your man, don't you worry about it. This is like when you look at people's situations in their relationship. Like, what's good in my relationship may not be good in what's in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He likes public display of affection, and I like public display of affection, and we affectionate to each other, and you don't like it. Okay, we're not humping, and we're not screwing in front of you. Don't ask us not to kiss each other in front of you, because that's what we do. We're not going to just say, you know, talk about your situation. You know, like, just because your husband don't love on you, don't mean I ain't supposed to love on mine. I like it when he smack my booty, okay?
Dude.
Shoot, you're talking about the night comic. What? I'm just saying.
I actually
don't turn
was
your
in a situation like
me.
That.
But
I was actually in a situation like that. Not too long ago, I was at this function, and it was the whole family was there, and this was when the babies were babies, and they were like, I was just changing one of them, and out of nowhere, this particular person was like, you not going to fix him a plate? I am in the middle of changing a diaper.
I'm sure you don't want me to do that right now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, my third and fourth arm would be more than welcome to make his plate right now, but I am currently busy. Oh, well, I just was asking, but you can't, like, you saw what I was doing. Like, you saw me in the middle of doing something. It wasn't like I just started. Like, I'm in the middle of it. Like, calm down, lady. Okay, I understand. But I'm going to do it as soon as I finish doing what I'm doing. Because God only gave me 2 arms and 2 hands. She's like, I wasn't trying to be funny. I just was asking. You looked around for me to ask me that.
Really? And that's the truth. She's one of them type of people. Like, you went all through the house to look for me. Oh, she's in there with the baby. I'm going to ask her this anyway. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? No, I'm
that's,
not going to fix
again,
this plate.
That's
I'm
another
gonna,
moment you should mind your own business.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to let him starve. It's fine. He don't like to eat. It's okay. Like,
why would you say? Did you say he don't like to eat?
Yeah, like, I guess that's, he'll be all right. Like, he'll live. He'll live for the 2 minutes this is going to take. He'll be okay. That's like you really went out of your way to look for me to ask me that question. Like, what? And then when I got the baby settled or whatever, and then you questioned me as I'm doing it. Wow, like, you're really giving him a lot of such and such. I'm like, yeah, because he likes it. Like, wait a minute. So now you're going to ask me to fix the plate, and now I'm fixing it. Now you're going to tell me how to fix it. You don't, like, I understand he's your family member, but you don't live with him. So you don't cook for him on a regular basis. You don't do anything for him. So therefore, I would know that he would want more yams than he would stuffing. You want to know why? He's been talking about yams all week long.
Like, I can't wait for these yams.
Yes, and that's how he is.
Like, if you,
too.
Yeah, I get it.
That's just how he is. The week before Thanksgiving is annoying to me because that's all the conversation is about. Oh, the cornbread and turkey and the yams, macaroni, the whole week.
I think for me, it's the same thing. Like, I get excited about certain foods, especially if I know I'm going to start a certain person's house, and I know I can eat that food, honey. I get excited. What?
I'm gonna fight y'all. Y'all gotta prepare for y'all holidays, huh?
Girl, yes, because you know, with me and my nephew. Have the same food allergy. And so it's like this. We get excited, honey, when it comes to that food situation. When we know that when we learn that we can eat certain things, like we can eat corn-based food. But, honey, I live for cornbread. I live for it. Or a hush puppy. Honey, yes. Or
I'm sorry.
We having some collard greens, and you know, we don't cook collard greens every Sunday around here. That ain't happening. So with my mama is fixing some collard greens, then yes, I've been fussed out about not bringing. Let's say, okay, I will do this, and I'm bad at this, and I need to get better about it. But like, if I'm at my parents' house and my parents cook, and I tell whomever, oh, my mama cooked, and I ain't bringing them no plate. Oh, I get chewed out, honey. I get chewed out. So I'm kind of funny. And I'm like, why are you chewing me out? Like, I forgot. Two, it was all gone. So what was I supposed to do? Oh, I got chewed out about that jump cake.
See? You see right there, that's a disrespectful friend. How you gonna tell me that it's time to throw down and I don't get a half a plate? See?
Mm-mm. I forgot.
See, out of situations like that, it's certain people, like, they'll be like, oh, my mom or my aunt is making such and such. I go directly to the source. Listen. Auntie Crystal, I heard that you was making some brown stew chicken. So listen, right? I need you to set me aside a plate, and I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. Please and thank you. I can't be dealing with them friends, because them friends, they making me mad. Oh, Auntie Crystal made the brown stew chicken. Oh, Auntie Lisa made such and such. Where am I at?
Okay, so this is the policy that my mother has set. Okay? So you can't ask for food, really, at my mama's house. If you don't come and get the food, if you don't come to the function, she ain't fixing you no plate. So,
all
right.
Why,
see, that's why, like, when my friends, like, if they come home for Thanksgiving or for Christmas and they going to stop by my mama's house, they say, they'll tell my mama, I'm coming to your house to come get X, Y, and Z. Because Renata, again, when she comes home, she comes to my mom's house. And my mother told her, if you don't come, get this food yourself. It won't be here. You come and you fix your own plate, because that means I've laid eyes on you. So that's exactly what she did. She came to my mama's house and she got her plate. You can't say this food wasn't here because you came. So, no, that's another reason why I usually forget, because my mama got a policy, and if you don't come to her house to get the plate on your own, it ain't going to be there no way. So, yeah. And then, like I said, I got chewed out about the little cake, because you know I can't eat cake, but I ate it anyway. And so, they said, you ain't bringing none of your mama's cake. I went, well, I'm sorry. It was good, though. And then I get spent. You watch them eat it. Oh, okay, whatever. I ate the cake anyway. It was good. It was really good. Those cherries and pineapples and all that greatness in it, too. It was good. But anyway. So, yeah. I'll fix this plate.
Yeah.
But that's
like,
okay. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting when I get there. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be a real interesting journey when I enter into it.
Enter into what?
This journey.
What journey might that be?
Oh, this is what I'm going to take.
What journey are you
going to
take? What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know what journey I'm going on yet. Maybe that'll be an adventure one day. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. That was real cryptic, but okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pepperoni.
All right. Absolutely. It shall be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It will be.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm not saying it wouldn't. I'm agreeing with you. It will be interesting.
Okay. So we're going to go back over some of these topics that we've gone on, because I've had some comments now. People have been talking. When we were talking about the happy space, Miss Katie says the question was that I posed on the online says, why is it when you are in your happy space and that one ex always wants to come back to you, do you go for it again or do you stay away? Miss Katie says, stay away is the way that she sees it. I wasn't good enough for you then. What changed? Or it looks like you've gotten bored and need to try to tap into some nostalgia. I'm sorry, that ship has sailed. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Agreed. As we are talking about fixing plates and whatnot, we have a whole lot of yes, I'll fix my man's plate, and then we have some sometimes I will, and yes, I ain't in the bed type situation. So, yeah, I think most ladies would fix their man's plate for them. I don't know where these other people come from, but, yeah, I think they would. Yeah, that's where we are in it all. So, okay, I have another question. This ain't got nothing to do with the last two questions that we just talked about. Completely different way.
You want to know how you know if you're in a relationship or not?
I don't like you.
Yes, you do. You
don't
love
like
me.
I don't like you.
Yes, you do. You love me.
No, I don't. I don't like you at all.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna rethink this friendship. Rethink it. I think
not.
I'm gonna pull your friend contract. I'm gonna pull it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna see if it's up for renewal because I will not renew it. I will not.
You're not trading me. You're not trading me. You're not firing
me.
You're not quitting me. No.
Why wouldn't I?
Because I won't allow it.
I'm sorry. It's not what you want. My question was, that was not the question that I had. Could it be possible for someone to, this is for a woman. If a woman is, and I'm not going to post this on Facebook because it's just, I don't need everybody in that business. But is it when you're, okay, you've been with in a situation for years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cross-the-fence situation. You know, they straddled the fence, now they've jumped over the fence type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to come back on the other side. For them to come on back over to the other side.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is, okay, so I had a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend decided that he wanted to run off and he wanted to be, all right, he wanted to be a farmer.
Go the other way. Don't do the boyfriend. Say you was in a relationship and you decided. Don't tell me to do the boyfriend because I'm not going back in there. I'm just going to be real honest. If my boyfriend decided that he wanted to go be with another boy, he can't come back over here. He can't come over here.
You just threw off my whole analogy I had here. I had the perfect analogy.
Because it was going the wrong way. It was going the wrong way.
So what
I need you to understand
say?
This is the way it's supposed to go.
Alright, so what you're asking is that if I could...
If you decide
okay,
to go dip in the lady pond.
Like
if you decide to
was,
go dip in the lady pond.
How long
mm-hmm.
was I in the pond?
Years.
For years. Like years and
years?
Like 1 year or like 3+
plural.
Years?
Not 1 year. Years. Plural. Minty. More than one.
Oh, and then I just decided. And then just one day I woke up on a Tuesday and was like, you know what? I want me a long stroke. That's what happened. I don't think you can come back from that.
I think you can. I think you very much okay. For a woman, she can. I think she can. For a man, She's a special breed of person, if you can be honest with her, and she still accepts you. She's a good person. She is awesome.
That's a double standard. I think that if the shoe was on
can
the other foot, and it was a guy that, you know, like, I came to my dude and was like, I was swimming over here in this pool for a little while, but then I decided that I wanted to go horseback riding. Like, you can't, like, it's got to be a special kind of dude, too, because it's like, wait a minute, you've been doing this for how many years? And now all of a sudden, just out the clear blue sky? Like, you want me? Like, I'm supposed to trust you? Like, I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Either way, it takes a special kind of person.
It takes a special kind of person. It sure
does.
I'm not mature enough.
Be like, huh?
If there was a guy who said that to me, I'm not mature enough. There's certain parts of me that won't let me do that. No.
And I think as much as guys be like, oh, my God, she like guys and girls. Oh, my God, that's so cool. A lot of guys don't. They just say that because it sounds good. In actual reality,
God,
it's,
so smart.
It's a real trip to their ego. Like, their ego is blown. Like, they're just like, wow, like, really? Like, I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm a guy. I can't do that for you at all. So So for you to just be like, all right, so I've been in this pool for a long ass time. Now all of a sudden I want to go over here and be like, wait, what? Like, how am I supposed to really feel about you being in this pool for mad long and now all of a sudden you just want me? Nah. They'll pretend to be cool with it. I give them about a month or two. Because every time we be like, oh, I'm going out with the girl, because the same shit that we do, every time, oh, fellas, I'm going out with my boys. Really? Like, that's where you really going? Like, you know how they do. I think they do.
I don't know how they do, because I don't do that.
Okay.
You know I'm a special breed of person. That's some pieces of me, I don't know. I don't do that. I don't do the whole get mad because you're going out with them. Go. Bye. Yeah. No. Now, shoot, Flagga, don't bother me. That's how I am. So it doesn't bother me in that manner. If I say I'm going out with the girl, that's what I'm going to do. That's not me lying to you. That's not me going to go find nothing new. I'm going out with the girl. This is where I'm going to be at. This is who I'm with. You know how to act. Come on. Whatever. It's just not that person. Now, mind you, there are some women out there that are like that. And them hoes get on my nerves. I know one of them hoes. She make me want to pop in her head often. So, yeah.
No, I don't think that I could be that. I'm not that mature. I'm really not. No, if you tell me that you've been with Rufus for 12 years and then all of a sudden you're talking about you want to hang out, you want to date me, no, I'm not about to do that with you. No, I'm not. I'm open-minded to some things, but I'm not going to do that.
I already determined that now if Rufus was your boyfriend. I'm already not talking to you, so I can't even get that far. I'm just not going to do it. You know my feelings. If you like the sucker, the same thing I like the sucker. We can't even rock together.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just, I just have a bad thought. Like, we talked about this before. My gay male best friends, I love them. We don't talk about their sexual escapades. I don't care. Don't tell me about them. I just know you're gay. That's fine. I love you anyway. I don't want to hear about it.
But see, I can't see. I'm nosy.
They don't
want to
hear about my
straight fit. I got questions. See, I'm nosy, though. That's why I don't have them.
I'm only nosy.
I ask too many questions.
Only nosy when it comes to my girlfriend, especially, like, if it's something new that they are experiencing, I want to hear all about it. I need details. I need to know what you were feeling. I need to know what went through your mind. I need to know all of that, especially with my girlfriend in their new situation. Even with my male best friends or whatever, not my gay friends, but my straight friends, if it's something new that they're doing, I want to hear the details of it because I'm nosy like that. But if my gay male best friends want to tell me about their sex escapades, only thing I really want to know is you met a new guy. You like them? Okay, good. That's fine with me. I don't need to hear about all that. That's something to my spirit. I don't need to hear it. I don't need to see it nor hear it. I'm good. I'm just fine. I know you're gay. I know you like boys. You're cute. Yeah. I'm not that nosy. I'm nosy to a degree.
I'm all the way nosy. I got questions.
Nope, I don't know
it. See, that's why I haven't met one yet. Because that people see, that's why I haven't met like certain comments, like certain people. Because I had questions. I think
every girl should have a male gay best friend. I think they should have one because they're hilariously funny. And
I have
they
thousands of questions.
You're like awesome.
I know.
So,
I just got questions.
You're so stupid.
I do.
That's so funny. Yeah. I'm so sweet. So that has been interesting. I ain't done nothing with my life all day long. Just laid on the couch, watched TV, and ate pizza.
I haven't done anything. And laughing, okay, so my friends are just hilarious, but we're not going to talk about that on this show because it is so funny. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's possible, but I'm just not able to wrap my brain around certain things. I ain't old enough yet. I ain't ready. I feel like the Cheez-It commercial stick me back. I haven't matured.
I'm not. Mm-mm. I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with that life for myself. And yeah. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Let's talk about signs that you're in a relationship and you might not know that you're in a relationship.
I don't know any of these signs, so I don't know. So I will ask Facebook. What are some signs of being in a relationship and you not know it?
Mhm.
I don't know. So share. Obviously, you have questions. What are your answers?
Okay. I think one of the signs that you might be in a relationship and you might not know it, because some people they just don't have the conversation. After a certain amount of time, they just assume that you understand what's going on. One of those things is like you're just seeing each other, like they're not seeing anybody, like you're exclusive to each other. I think that's, you know, one of the signs that you might be in a relationship. Definitely, you know, if you guys are spending quite a lot of time together, he's at your house or she's at your house, and, you know, you guys go back and forth or whatever. I think that's another sign that you're in a relationship. Maybe another sign is that, you know, you start to meet family members. That might be a sign that you're, you know, in a relationship.
Oh. Okay. Because I don't know any. I'm here. I'm here.
Definitely, you know, if you're spending a night somewhere and it's not like, you know, once a week or like once in a while, it's frequently, like you're there. If you're at their house a lot more than you're at home, that might be sort of kind of like a sign that you might be in a relationship.
That might just be a long good call.
No, it could be a sign that you're in a relationship. It could be. Like they're comfortable with you being in their bed and they enjoy your company all the time. And it might be you're in a relationship. Just don't know it yet.
I want you to know I don't like you. I don't like you at all.
That's because you love me.
I don't like you at all. I don't. I think
you don't
that. What?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I think that you can't necessarily be in a relationship with someone until a conversation is had. And it's a mutual discussion. That's just how I feel. No room for error. No one person thinking they're in a relationship and the other one like, I'm not in a relationship. What are you talking about? So I needed to, you know, it, for me, it would have to be You're my girlfriend.
Oh, okay, I am. All right.
That's what it has to be for me. You can't just assume that we are boyfriend and girlfriend because, in your words, you know, they spend so much time together, or they're always at each other's house, or, you know, stuff like that. You can't really say. Maybe they're just really good friends. Or, like I said before, it's just a booty call that has lasted a really long time. And that's my
really?
Story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's just, okay. 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 All right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's me.
You keep sticking to that story. Okay.
I don't know.
I can't with you. And I'm not going to with you. It's not true. Anyway. I think that a conversation has to be had. That's where I'm at in life. I am a conversation
okay.
haver.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't
okay.
know. And sometimes not knowing is okay. That's all I can say about that. Because, now, okay, so could it be that, especially if they start making life choices with you, is that a sign?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
What are some life choices that could be made?
Let's see. Like, apartment. Like, apartment or house hunting. If you decide that, you know, hey, I want to move out of my place, and you guys decide, you know, maybe instead of, you know, you staying where you are, maybe, you know, since you're at their house so much, you could, you know, move in with them, something like that. Any, you know, job choices, if they, you know, want a job close to you, or if they have a job someplace else, maybe another state, you know, they sit down and they decide whether or not, you know, they take the job or not. That's something that's pretty big life choice, so that must, you know, I must mean something to them. Let's see what else. You know, even with, like, buying a car, because they figure if you're going to be in the car together or whatever, they ask, you know, your opinion on certain things. Things of that nature.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. All right.
Do that. Life is so odd.
It just is. I need to get my life together.
So, listen. I've been living vicariously through one of my friends for the past, feel like my chest is about to cave in. It shouldn't be. But anyway.
I have been living through one of my friends. She has given me joy every single day. Oh, we're going to go back to a question. Somebody answered a question on our Facebook, on the Facebook page. The question was, how deadly is a silent breakup? Perry is joining us. I'm like, hi, Perry. How are you? She says, I think it is in some good ways because, and this, let me explain what a silent breakup is first. A silent breakup is the one where you don't tell anybody about, and
and you're just kind of going through it. She said, I think it is in some ways good because you don't have anybody keeping tabs. Some people go back and don't want, and you don't want to have to explain to them the why to anybody. I get it. I don't want to explain why me and Stupid had to break up. I don't want to explain. I don't want to have to tell you that he was slut bucket.
Just know that we ain't together no more. I don't need to tell you the details. You don't need to know that, you know.
But you know what? You always have that one person that if you say, you know, me and Clinton just broke up. And they, the dummy that says, well, what did you do? Why the fuck got to be me?
I get that all the time.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Yeah, I get that all the time. Like, oh, me and so-and-so not together. Well, what did you say to him? I always got to be the smartass. Like, I don't. Everything that comes out of my mouth isn't me being the smartass. I didn't do anything. Maybe it was the fact that, you know, the last time I seen him was Monday, the 15th, and today is the first of the next month, and I ain't seen him since. So that's why we ain't together no more. How about that?
And next time I'm just going to say the judge broke us. Now you found it.
I thought about things like that.
Like, why, what did you do? What did you say? First of all, the fact that he had Sally Bobo in the fucking house is the reason why we fucking broke up. Why don't you do your research and stop asking some goddamn questions because you're so goddamn lazy? Thank you for walking yourself into this cussing out today. That's how I feel. And I'm glad that, you know, like with certain people, I'm glad I don't see their friends. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
This is okay. So, and you know, I'm the queen of long distance relationships. I'm the queen of them. I will do them. If you live in my city, I probably won't date you. It's just me being honest, I probably won't. Because I like long-distance relationships. Because, one, if you live in a different city and we break up, the thing is this, the way that my luck goes, if I come to that city, I'm probably going to see you. So what I end up doing is, after we break up, I don't come to that city much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It took me 3 years to kind of go back to Charlotte. It took me 4 years to kind of go back to Raleigh. Like, now that I know that you don't live there anymore, oh, yeah, I can go back now. You're not going to frequent any places that I go because you don't live there. Just like if you live in my city, I'm going to see you. So, therefore, it's not okay for us to live in the same city because I don't want to see you after we break up. I want to see you. So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, Terry, with your answer. First of all, okay, so I asked the question on Facebook, what are some signs of being in a relationship and you don't know it? Leave it up to one of my really good friends, Andre Ziegler. He's such a jackass. To say, call them names like honey. That doesn't work for me because I call everybody honey. So, yeah, I call everybody honey. So, yep. Try to be funny. Such a jerk. And you just don't comment, huh? What was you saying? What you saying? That's a lot. I think that people are against me at this point. I think they are. I think that the world is against me. Let's come to it. Let's come to that conclusion. My friends are not really my friends. They're not my friends anymore. I'm going to have to go get some new ones.
And no.
I'm going to have to get some new friends.
No.
I call
you know I
me, I call everybody honey. I call everybody honey. I call you honey.
Don't be like that. You know I love you.
insecure. Don't be like that.
No.
God, Jesus.
Put on my scale. I call everybody funny. And I miss people when I don't see them often. I miss my best friends when I don't see them. I tell them, too. And I can tell anybody else that I miss them as well. And this is not, no. Nope. Y'all ain't right. Nothing ain't right in you. That's all I gotta say. You Negroes always want to try to put something on somebody. Don't put that evil on me, Rick. Don't put that evil on me.
Are we wrong?
Mm-hmm. So, if somebody says honey or sugar or something, like those names, I call, for me, I'm very, call everybody honey or sugar. I do. I call them honey and sugar all the time. I do. Oh, Lord. Oh, let me see who this caller is. I already know the phone number. Jesus Christ. Hello, you're on the air.
Who is that?
Jesus Christ. Hey, Dre.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How's the weather?
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, everything's all peachy. Everything's all peachy over here.
Mm-hmm. Everything's peachy over here, too.
Yes, everything's peachy. I'm just sitting here looking at some honey on TV, you know.
I hate you. God, I hate you. First of all, are you going to contribute to this? I mean, what are some... Okay, so what are the signs of being in a relationship and you not know it?
I told you. When you start calling them little pet names and going to get stuff and then you be thinking about them when you buy your groceries and all of that. Yeah.
You're in love. No, I don't do that.
You do that. I
don't do that.
What? Are you getting choked up by the situation?
No. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you start making little giggly noises, talking about, no, I don't like you. Yeah, love.
Why?
And then when you cancel plans on your best friend and go spend time with him, yeah, you're in love.
Oh. Yep. Oh. Oh.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't nobody canceling nothing for you.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's about you. It's real out here.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that other chick at?
What other chick?
What's her name? Taylor?
Really, drawing stupid?
Huh?
Really, drawing? And after I spoke to you and my polite voice, really?
Oh, my bad. Oh, you gonna use your up-top voice? I gotta use my New York voice. What's up, son?
Oh, God, please don't. Please don't do that.
Nah, man.
I will hang up this phone line on you.
What's going on?
Nobody up here talks. No. Nobody up here talks like that. But,
That's lies, you know what I mean? That's just lies, you know what I mean? Y'all talk like that, you know what I mean? Talk to me, honey.
First of all, I call everybody honey. Drake.
Yeah, everybody honey my foot.
I do. I call everyone honey.
Whatever. You almost made me cuss on the air.
You can cuss on our show.
What?
You can cuss on our show.
Well, go
on. Dumbass. But anyway, I do call
what,
everybody
honey.
Spit it out, honey. I said it. I call anyone honey. I say sure.
Yeah, girl, you just called me a jackass the other day. You didn't call me no damn honey.
Because you're not nobody's honey. I shouldn't call you honey, you jackass.
You just said that you call everybody honey. You don't call nobody honey but your
you
lover,
the
sex slave.
You are nobody's
you call
honey
me.
But your girlfriend.
You don't call nobody
your
honey but your lover,
sex
your sex slave.
I love it.
Yeah. The person you giving the business to, they don't want
to. I ain't giving nobody the business at this point in life.
Woo, hey Taylor, Chris. Don't stand too close. You might get struck by that lightning. Good thing you're in Jersey and I don't know the end of that phone.
Woo.
That lightning all up in her house. I bet she running around there trying to duck the lightning bolt.
Oh God, the lightning is about to strike me.
Talk about she
in the
world. No love. You talking like a pimp right about now. You talking about you ain't got no love.
Really? Who ain't got no bitches? But anyway. Who ain't got no bitches? Shut up. No, I think that terms of endearment are just, you know, I don't really call people by their name. I don't. I just don't.
So you ain't never called no dude Butterfinger, Reese's Pieces, and Buttercup, and all that bull.
I recently called somebody.
Lord.
I called
y'all
somebody.
Gotta break out the world's smallest fiddles. Mm-hmm. I'm about to break out the world's smallest violin. I swear to God, that's
no,
the biggest library in my life.
In a text message, actually, it was today. This morning, I called somebody Pudding. I did. I said, good morning, Pudding.
This morning?
I did. Yep.
So, in other words, you've been giving him a little nickname for a minute, ain't you?
Sure has.
Mm-hmm. You're in a relationship.
No, I'm not.
Yep. Yes, you did. Taylor, does she want me to sing the song?
She wants you to sing the song. Go ahead and sing it.
Did she want me to sing it?
Go ahead and sing it. Get it. Go on and sing it.
Do the people
it.
On the song.
I will mute your phone line. Sing the song.
Do the people
I
want the song.
I want you to sing that song. Sing the song.
Do the
us.
People want the song.
Yes, the people want the song.
I ain't going to sing it because she's going to mute my phone. She's trying to be funny. She's going to be waiting on me in the morning with a black eye in her pocketbook. I keep forgetting she lives right around the corner. She right around the corner, so she might be waiting on me at the door. Waiting on you at the door.
Stupid.
So he almost got me beat up, man. That's messed up.
She wasn't going to do nothing because she know she know what it is. She know. She is faking the funk. How could you not? She is faking the funk.
You know, I'm scared she's going to lose the little pocket change Negro she fooling with. That's all.
He said a pocket change Negro.
Oh,
not. The other pocket change Negroes, because she's in love with a real Negro, but she's scared she's going to lose the pocket change Negroes. That's all it is.
First of all, I don't know what a pocket change Negro is.
Here we go. Here we go. First of all,
I don't know what a pocket change Negro is. I don't know who that is, so I'm sorry.
Them Negroes, they get on your nerves. They're the pocket change.
Oh, no, I don't have none of those.
You got a couple of them Negroes to get on your nerves. That's the pocket change. But you got that big dollar bill over there folded up in that counter. Where you be calling,
you got that
you
big
call
dollar
it
bill.
We call it hanging.
Oh,
that's when you know you're in love. When you know you're in love, you know you like somebody. You don't even say the word right. You don't even, you know, you're supposed to say honey like honey. You say honey. Like what? When you hit me with that
honey,
I got to see my honey. I got to go see my honey. I was like, what? Why? You sound like honey, girl.
Don't fucking say that.
You were sounding like Huggy Bear when you said honey. I thought that was a move right there.
Oh, my God.
I had to grab my imagination pearls.
Oh, my God. I can't stand you.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe you.
And Taylor, look, she knows she slipped up when she said it. But she said, I got to go see my honey. And she was grinning. I felt the grin on the other end of the phone. Then I said, you got to go see her? Oh, I got to go see my man. Then she said, man, right? She done told her all along. So the dude went from honey to man. Then the other time, she's like, I'm going to see this dude.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, then the other time, she'd be like, I'm going to see this dude. Going to see this dude. That is my man and honey. Picking up kids.
I'm going to see my man.
Walks in the park, holding hands with family, with kids. Walking through the park, singing, making my way downtown, walking fast.
So let's discuss this. So he went from honey to man just that quick.
Yeah. And then she was just trying to cover it up. Like boom, boom, boom. And she couldn't cover it up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you people.
You, my friend, are in love.
No.
Oh,
I am in love.
Here we go again with the no. Oh, Jesus.
I am in like with someone. I like them. I will admit it. I like them.
You are in like.
Yeah.
What the hell is in like?
It's not in love.
Oh, it's, you know what it is, like. Dre? You know what it is, Dre? It's that bullshit that people in love say to try to cover up the fact they trying to say that they not in love. But it's a bullshit.
Hell yeah. That's exactly what that is. No, good and well. She's in love.
Oh. I hate you, though.
I tell you this much, though. It's about damn time. I swear to God, but I'm beginning to worry about you.
What?
I thought you were women with a bunch of cats.
Damn.
I thought I could pull up at the crib and get a bunch of cats running around that mug. Just like, bam. Like, God, wait.
Really, you jerk. Again, that's another reason why you don't let your real life friends come on your show. This is really because it's just gonna all the
business. Am I still in the veins? Am I still in the veins? Let me pick the veins up.
You just spilled all her tea.
Let me pick them veins up. Put them in this pot to cook.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is when you really know you're in love. Remember when I called you earlier today and you said, I'm just laying on the couch with my hair curled up so I can go see such, 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 such. Okay. Are you still on the couch with your
hair
curled
up? No, that's not what I said. That is not what I said.
I washed my hair today,
and I was in rollers, and I said I was not going anywhere.
But
and
you
proceeded to say,
"I said, are you going anywhere?" And you said, "No." I said, "So you just got your hair rolled up for no reason?" And you, my friend, said, I can go down there and see him with my rollers in my hair because we like that."
No, I think he does not like the fact that I wear rollers.
Yeah, but you said you're gonna go down there and if you got your rollers in your head, you pop up on that man's door. Did he give you the peephole? And he opened the door and still kiss you with your colors on your head, what you looking like in this show.
No, I done took him out.
That's little.
I done took him out.
Oh, so you done
took him out.
Yep.
He don't
so
like
so
rollers in my head. What part did you understand?
So you had to try. So you had to try.
No, I actually still look at it. I still look at it.
So, okay. Because you done remixed. You done took the curls. You done took the curls out your head, and then you got your hair all relaxed and everything, right?
My hair is not relaxed. You know that.
I'm just saying. It's not relaxed, but you ain't got them curls in your head, do you?
No, I don't have my curls in my head. My rollers in my head because
he don't like being rollers. And why? And he don't what?
He don't like it when I wear my rollers.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
What more is there to say? He don't like it when I wear rollers.
All right, then. Sure. That means you're in love. You're doing things to change things up. I don't want him mad at me. He don't like me with my rollers. I'm going to go down here with my hair. If you ain't in love, you'd be like, nigga, take me with my rollers. Boom. This is me. Rollers. Rollers.
Stupid.
You went on out there and got flat irons and put the little damn edges on and got your baby hair slicked all down and everything. Not hair, hair. Got your baby hair slicked all down and everything. Yeah, you in love. Yeah, you in love. You in goddamn love. Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much in love.
I hate you.
Yep.
You in love, too, you black monkey.
What? Oh, Taylor, she mad now. She done hit the monkey. She done hit the monkey. Man.
Yeah,
she mad.
She mad to fight now.
She in her feelings because she's in love.
You old low-down monkey with a baby.
Elvis Presley.
You make me sick.
Oh, Elvis Presley looking ass girl. You in love. You all shook up.
Okay, you low down monkey. You just wait.
Oh, Elvis.
Just...
Oh, Elvis looking girl. You in love. You all shook up.
What? Oh, my God. I cannot take this at this point. So what we're going to do, since it's now 12 o'clock, and we are not going into recording time because I got to get on the road.
Where you going? Mama, five miles on the road. 5 miles on the road. I take where you going for 200 Alex.
I'm minding my business. You don't mind yours. Hey.
So you just ain't gonna tell us.
Mind your business.
So you just ain't gonna tell us. So you just ain't gonna tell us. You just gonna leave us in limbo on the radio.
Yep.
That's how you do.
Yep.
So, in other words, you about to hit the road, huh? Yeah, you like, yeah. You're about to start tonight, you want to. Mm-hmm.
Say what?
So, you going to hit the road, huh?
Yes, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm about to get on this road.
Mm.
What are you talking about?
So, where you going, baby?
Down the street.
Down the street. Yeah, down the street. Well, tell us. We can find. You might have to come get you.
I gotta go down my mama's house first.
Freaky Jason
might
be outside.
I gotta stop at my mama's house first. You gotta go to your mama's house.
But Freaky Jason might be outside. Freaky Jason might be outside.
But then after you leave your mama's house, where you going?
Tell us. Don't be
your business.
Tell us. Are you going to see?
Your business.
Are you going to see, what's the Erykah Badu song? Honey, honey. Is that what you're going? You going to see, honey?
No, she going to go see her man, remember?
No, I'm just going to see my, I don't have a man. First of all,
no,
I don't have
a
man.
You got a honey. You got a honey.
Oh, yeah, she got a honey.
I'm sick of you two. This show is over. You two have made me want to punch you both.
Jerry, you have shocked me.
Shut up. I'm going to shoot you if you don't shut up.
Why?
Why? You have all the time.
Why? Why are you going to shoot me? I'm here for
you.
You
ain't got good things.
I'm trying to get you out of your shell.
What shell?
That damn shell you in that don't want to admit that you got a man, nigga. What's your boy say on South Central? That's a mind Buddha. That's a mind Buddha. You got a mind Buddha.
Fuck your life. You get on my nerves.
Oh. So that is fuck Dre's life. Really? That's how you feel today? That's how you feel today. Because you got a man. You don't get mad at me because you got a man.
Get off the phone lines, y'all.
That's show.
Yeah,
we
are not going, you know. Love is a beautiful thing. You know. So I got to preach, to you.
I hate you.
Okay, so this has been an awesome show. We have had some wonderful discussions, and somehow I have become the butt of the joke. So,
why are you rushing me and Taylor off the phone? We talking.
Me and
Taylor
ain't
talking to you.
Because she got to get on the road because she got to go to her mama house and then she got to go see her boo thing.
Oh, yes, right. You got to get that honey. Got to go get to see the honey.
Yeah, she got to go see her honey.
First of all.
Okay, well, I got one question before you hang this phone up on my ass. Are y'all going to use the honey tonight? Woo! All right. How far? Woo!
That's some good goddamn business. How about that? Some good business.
Jay Reed gonna use the honey. Woo! Jay Reed got a boyfriend sitting in a tree.
I'm gonna kill you when I see you on tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you know, you going through tomorrow. Oh, that's right. You're gonna be tied up with honey. That's right. You said you weren't gonna see me this weekend because you're gonna be with honey.
Oh, I'm coming back tomorrow.
You ain't gonna see me, boo.
Come see you. Okay, you're paying for me to go to this function tomorrow, so I'm gonna see you.
How you gonna do it? You better get honey to pay for you. You better get honey to pay for you. You don't wanna hang with me. Nope.
I will see you tomorrow, Dre.
Whatever. You can't hang out with me with curlers in your head. That ain't cute.
I ain't got curlers in my head. Shut up.
Dang, what my street people's gonna say? My street people's gonna be like, dang, Dre just let this friend go out. She got curlers in her head. Looks like she's supposed to be sitting out here with fine, so we'll walk the food.
I can't. I hate him.
You started this
so
movie.
Ugly. He's so ugly.
Well, you know, so he's safe going down the road. You know what I'm saying? Bumping Erykah Badu, honey, you know.
Shut up. I'm not going to be listening to that song.
Whatever. You are, and then, I ain't going to say this. I'm already dug a deep enough hole. I'm not fooling with you tonight.
What were you about to say?
Nothing. I'm about to say, I love you. Mama, I love you.
No, you weren't. Your ass was about to say something stupid because you're dumb.
Jay Lee, I love you.
And I told
T.O.P., honey, hold it down.
Get off the phone line, all of you. Good night.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Look, Snail, we have gone into recorded time.
Huh?
Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Because I go bot bot, you make me sick. Fun one, jerk.